truly, all hanging out. Just doing our thing. Dave Murray will join us at 3:30. Matt Pauly just after 4 o'clock. In the meantime, we're just going to do our thing.
Rach, did you notice he said yours truly? Because he's self-conscious about...
I know, he says his
third-person name all the time.
I'm trying to make an alteration to my speech pattern. The third-person thing's only funny if you do it all the time on purpose. Otherwise, it just sounds weird.
It's okay. It's not funny even then.
No, it is. Well, it depends. It depends on who's doing it. There have been a few people that are pretty hilarious about it. Ricky Henderson was really funny about it. He'd be like, Ricky doesn't remember that. I'm not cool enough to be that way, though. But I am cool enough to announce that it is time for DGS Happy Hour.
Woo!
Who would like to take the honors and go first?
I can go first. I have a great topic for Happy Hour.
Let's go.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are giving us more to chew on. Mm. They went to, Knicks game. Knicks Cavs game this weekend. And Travis Kelce was acting all giddy. He's chugging a beer. He's having a good time. He's wearing his skinny jeans and his snapback baseball hat. And people are freaking out because they're like, well, not people. Taylor Swift fans.
Oh, Swifties.
Are freaking out and like, what does she see in him? And then there's a bunch of people speculating that they're not a real couple, which some of these takes are quite interesting.
Okay.
People caring way too much, like delving into their body language and just every little interaction is being picked apart. I'm not interested in doing any of that.
Good.
What I am interested in is, what do you guys think those two talk about?
I think about this all the time.
Because they do seem quite different. They do seem like two very, very different people.
Well, let me put it to you this way.
I think about this all the time. Like those two, like hanging around the mansion, like watching TV. Like, yeah. What are they watching? What are they talking about?
I don't know. But if you ask the same thing, if you guys, have you met Susan?
Yeah, she came to a Hardee's.
Yeah, just, I've never met Susan. But not for very long?
No.
You would be like, how are those two together? what do they talk about? They're so different. One's loud and one's quiet. One's, heavy metal and sports. And the other one is books and classical music and Disney. Like, you have your own things. It may look weird on the outside.
Kevin was so into books and Disney.
I think I make a different set of standards there because you guys met when you were young.
No, that's true.
And you had like the same group of friends. So you had like that bond and then you can get to know each other maybe on a level that I don't know that Taylor. Let me speculate wildly. I don't know how well Taylor and Travis know each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's like they went from being like just two very famous people that went on a couple of dates to then it was like, and we're a couple now. And I'm going, okay, but how did that first conversation even go? What did you guys talk about? Because, again, not to be one of those people picking everything apart, but if you watch the video of Travis chugging the beer at this game.
Yeah.
She doesn't look thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I think this might be her first boyfriend that would chug a beer on
the
Jumbotron.
I'm sure that Susan has had that look on her face about me at some point. 100% sure that that's been the case. I will say that there is a. This is not. I'm not being defensive, but I find it fascinating. There is a lot of judgment about Travis Kelce. Oh, because he's a big football player. Look, he's aggressive. If he's going to be mean with his coach, he's going to be mean to her. No, he's not. That's not necessarily the truth.
Oh, I forgot about that chestnut. Do you remember that, Rachel, when he got in Andy Reid's face and people were like, he probably hits Taylor.
You think that's the only time he's like that? No, literally, with athletes, that is when you're like that. It's when you're on the field and you're jacked up and you're mad and you're competing. That's when you're going to be. You're not going to be that way at home. Some people are. Some people are just like they are in the regular world. I just don't get that. And I don't know. It would be the same as like sports fans be like, oh, Taylor Swift. She's such a nerd. Like, OK, no, she's a star. Like, she
sounds
famous.
Like a sports fan.
I know.
I don't think Travis Kelce is ever going to be mean to his billionaire fiance.
I think it's possible, but that guy knows he's got it made.
Okay? And I like Travis just fine. I like Taylor just fine. It is amusing to see people like whip themselves into a frenzy and just the sheer amount of conversation about this that goes on the Internet. I don't know how people have the time. And I know I'm saying that at while I'm getting paid at work right now.
Yeah, but you're getting paid to do it. Yeah.
Right, exactly. I'm going like, can you believe these people?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing is you're not just doing it for funsies. He's talking about it because it's part of what we talk about on the air. Yeah, I got to be honest. That whole world of people that, you know, will judge and, you know, because, and again, it's my view because I come from the sports world, like, because people get mad when people in the sports will look at others and kind of have their own judgments, right?
Okay.
Like, oh, you're nerdy or you're soft or whatever because you don't play football. And I think that's fair. There are people in sports that do that. 100% happens. And it's but my point is the reverse is also happening all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, if you're a football player, you must be violent away from the field. No, no. In fact, the vast majority are not. 99% are not. It's just they're normal people who happen to play something, do something. It's like MMA. They're not out there all beating on people. I mean, again, some of them are, and that's why you hear about it in the news, because they get arrested when they do it. They get in trouble.
You know, we talked earlier in the show, Wheels, about how a community will get together online and kind of think of themselves as the whole community.
Yeah.
And you wonder, like, what percentage of the population is actually contributing to this?
Yeah.
When it comes to snarking on things on the internet, I really wonder how many people are involved. Because, look, I will from time to time see, like, this Taylor and Travis situation. And I will click on the thread. I will read 30 or so comments. But I always reach this threshold of going, like, this is too much.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't care this much. And then I get out of there as quickly as possible. This happens a lot in like the Bravo universe. People get way too into like dissecting every little thing. And I know it happens in the sports world too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just wonder like how many people are actually driving that. And then the impact they have on culture at large just because they're the ones making the posts.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's interesting to think about.
I think in a lot of things we are overanalyzing the product, whether it's a movie, TV show, sporting event, whatever. And in this case, we've turned the human beings into the product.
Mm.
And not in the specific, not just these two, but in the whole reality TV, you know, analysis of celebrities' real everyday lives. We've turned that into a sport as opposed to it just being about actual human beings that may not be exactly the way you think they are based on the way their songs sound or on the way they play football in the family. Like, they may be completely different away from that venue than you think they are. Maybe Taylor Swift loves fart jokes and Jackass.
Maybe.
We have no idea. We can't assume that she doesn't just because she's a pop star and she's pretty and all that.
Well, we will have all of our answers soon enough as to whether or not in New York City.
All right.
I can't wait
to have the answer to that pressing question.
I'm going to wake up the morning of July 3rd and check my phone right away. My heart's going to be going a million miles an hour.
All I want to know is how many touchdowns Travis Kelce is going to score this year.
Not many.
Nope.
He better score a ton or everyone's going to be like, it's because he got married to Taylor Swift.
Well, if they that, they're idiots because he's old. That's the problem. He's old. As a football player, he's old. As human life, he's not old. But as a football player, he's old as hell.
In human years.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you took football player years, he's basically 100.
Travis.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to those kids.
Yeah.
I mean, hope they can make it work.
I think it's probably just one of those. Like, look, have we not heard of, like, odd couples? Like, they exist. People that are a little different. I mean, you've got it in politics, right? Who are the two? James Carville and his wife was Mary...
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but she
Magdalene...
Was...
No, that's not... It was... whatever.
Mary Magdalene.
No, it's Madeline. So I can't remember her name.
Madeline Albright.
Madeline... No, that's not her either.
No, that one's wrong, too.
That would be a funny matchup, though. But, like, he's a staunch Democrat. His wife is a staunch conservative, and they've married, and they've been married forever, and they're friends. Like, people wouldn't think that. It's an odd couple thing. That exists. It's... In fact, some people may just draw the fun out of the fact that they're very different.
You know, Wheels, I actually really appreciate you kind of talking me down from this. I think I was letting the online haters get to me. Because now I'm thinking about it, I'm going, well, she's Taylor Swift. She doesn't normally sit courtside at NBA games.
She may just hate being at a basketball game.
But it's sweet that she went and hung out with him and was supporting him as he was having the time of his life, clearly.
Matlin, thank you, Vic. Mary Matlin.
Thanks, Vic.
Yeah, I got it mixed up with the Bible. that was an old school slip from back in the Catholic school days. Yeah, it's I'm always fascinated by, because if you ask everybody, they can probably think of people in their own lives that are odd couples. Or, wow, I'm surprised they're still together. Or surprised they're together at all. How did they even get together? They don't have any interest. It's normal.
Maybe they like hanging out because she doesn't like have to talk music with him. And he doesn't have to talk football with her.
Could very easily be the case.
Get a little break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Well, good luck to them.
Yeah. Those crazy kids, they just might make it.
And you know what's funny is, I can't believe they give one crap about any of it.
Probably not. No, yeah. They like, probably they just, laugh
about
it. They're
just surfing so far above the surface on this stuff. Like, whatever, people. Have your fun. When you gotta get it out. What I like about you. All right, DGS on a Tuesday. Dave out till later on in the week. And the rest of us just holding down the fort, doing our thing. We'll continue on with the DGS happy hour since we're kind of in the middle of that. Dave Murray going to join us after 3:30. All right, so I have to do that. Andrew, I vented a little bit of this to you earlier. I need to vent this to the entire world. Otherwise, I'm not sure I'll be able to maintain my sanity. Rach, Andrew and I have already briefly discussed this, but have you been to Marcus Cinemas? Like,
yes.
Do you go to those? Or do you,
yeah.
You know, because obviously there's that. There's AMC. There's some independent ones. There are a lot of different ones.
I like Marcus Cinemas a lot, actually.
I don't have any problem with them except one thing. Greg Marcus.
What's his deal?
He's got to do his stupid-ass skit.
Oh, I like
every
it.
Every single time. And you know what? Stop it.
Did you see the zombie one
this
time?
Yes. Nobody cares about Greg Marcus.
I do.
Nobody wants to hear his words. Nobody wants to hear his puns and his dad jokes. Just get to the stuff. Get to the good stuff. I'm not there for your silly little, like, ego play.
I generally like Greg
Marcus can go take a leap.
Greggy boy. But I... This one was a little annoying because there were so many previews and so many like ads and stuff leading up to the movie that when they showed him last, I was like, oh my God, can we get to this movie, please?
Okay. Did you like Greg Marcus?
I mean, I think it's nice. I think it's nice that he's like excited about the movies and he wants to
make
it.
Makes me feel worse about hating him.
It is nice. See, this is one of the things that, and I don't.
He's probably
going
to turn out to be like the worst person ever. And I'm like,
he might be a nice guy, but the skits,
well,
it's
the
just
is,
an ego play. Nobody cares about you.
The thing is, so many movie theaters seem to be based around the motto of the only thing we hate more than the movies is you, the person going to see the movies. And so it is nice in the same way that it's nice to, like, you know, and the Draft House has its own, you know, issues here and there, but in the same way that it's nice to go to the Draft House because it feels like they actually want you to be there watching the movie, it's nice to have Greg come out and be like, hey, thank you for coming to see the movie here at my movie theater chain.
Okay.
Okay, fine, do that. We don't need a 60-second skit. We don't need your Abbott and Costello routine. We don't need you to be all vaudeville and I'm funny. You're not. It's stupid. It's an ego play. You're spending money for no reason because not one person there cares.
You know what I miss? I miss the Werenberg theme song.
Werenberg.
Yeah, that was fun.
Was that the one? Did they have the roller coaster theme, like the intro?
Yeah.
I liked the roller coaster.
That was fun. Okay.
I didn't mind that, but Greg Marcus can take a leap.
All right, you have to pick one. Greg Marcus doing his thing before the movie or Nicole Kidman AMC weird ad before.
I'd rather have the weird ad.
Really?
Because that's actually a talented person. Now, it's a dumb... I've seen that one, too. It's not... It's silly.
Do they play the weird ad around here? I have avoided AMC theaters like the plague.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I've seen it here, around here, yeah. And again, I would rather have that, but I would rather have not have that at all either, right? You're saying, can we just... I don't need advertisements for the company when I'm already in their building.
Yeah.
I am in your theater. I have given you my money to be in your theater. You have me.
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
And you're not going to make me feel more welcome with some cheesy canned 60-second commercial. I'm not going to be like, God, I think Greg really likes me. I'm going to spend all of my entertainment dollars at Marcus Theater. It is a good theater. I got no problem with it. It's well run. Every time I've been in one, well run. It's the concession stand works okay. You know, they're always busy, but that's okay. Busy is fine because it means there's people there. No problems with it. But Greg Marcus needs to go away.
He has been with the company since March of 1992.
Hmm.
He probably runs it, I was assuming.
I mean, it's, you know,
he's
family
the
name.
President and CEO.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Jacob said, when Wheels said Marcus Cinemas, I knew what he was going to say because I had the same thought. yeah, and I agree with this from Jacob. The Marcus Movie Club is a great deal. Yeah, and we do it, and it's great. It's yeah, absolutely great.
I have a friend who loves the AMC Movie Club, too. Like they have one, right?
Yeah, no, they all do.
They do.
Yeah,
it's great. Incredibly expensive.
Yeah, it
the
is.
AMC one. The Stubbs A-list.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, those things are fine.
She's rich. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with AMC. I don't have any negativity about any like chain. It's just Greg Marcus.
I'm with you guys.
Like putting yourself out there because you're the CEO. I'm like, all right, let's. I mean, what is he even? How much are you spending on these meaningless things that zero people are there to see?
That it's his time to shine.
I know. That's why I hate it. He comes out there. He's like, hey, guys, it's my time to shine. I didn't make it in the entertainment world as an entertainer, but I'm going to try now.
Luke is with Andrew. He says he's annoyed that the previews have gone from 15 minutes, which I was truly fine with, to now over 35 minutes. There are times I don't go to the movies nearly as much as the two of you. But when I do go and I think like, oh, it says 7. So it's going to start at 7.
Oh,
and
no,
then it
not.
Doesn't start till 7:45. I get really mad.
I'm okay with it because I now expect it. Like, I'm cool with it. I want to see trailers.
I do too.
I didn't want to see the ones I saw before the Mandalorian and Grogu, though. Because, like, two of them were good ones. It was The Odyssey and the other big one that's coming out here.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember what the other one was. It's another big one like that. And then it was all kid stuff.
Mm.
Toy Story and...
No, it is the Baby Yoda movie.
I know, but I'm not going to see any of those movies.
They should ban kids from
the
Mandalorian.
Why don't they play the movies I want to see?
Ban the kids from the Mandalorian movie. Tonight.
Dave Murray's weather forecast is sponsored by Sandberg Phoenix Law Firm.
Just after 3:30 on a Tuesday, we have one Dave making their way back from California. We have another Dave with us right now. And Dave, I don't know if you caught it on the stream, but Joel and Vic say it looks like we are sitting next to each other based on the windows in the background. It's pretty eerie.
Yeah, it really does. That is weird, isn't it?
I'm just in the spare
very strange.
Room. I'm in Dave's spare room. We just threw up a Camel X logo in the background.
Want to do a high five. High five.
High five. Oh, wait.
You got to go to the other side.
No. You were right first time.
All right. Dang it. The damn mirrored camera. Didn't see it. It's pretty sharp, Joel. I wouldn't have necessarily known it, but when you look at it now, it's like we must be facing the same way. They must be out towards the west.
Yeah, that's what you're looking at with my camera.
Yeah. Right, well, that's what we're looking at here.
I need Rachel to send me a big Camo X background.
Yeah,
we
can throw one back there. Yeah,
you can have one of the low res banners. Sorry.
There's some sit around here somewhere that we can throw into the mix. So what are we looking at, Dave? It seems seems pretty nice so far.
Yeah, it's a fairly quiet pattern. It's a bit of a blocking pattern, so there's not a lot of movement. There's also a little tropical wave that is lifting out of the Gulf of Mexico. Normally, that would be a real wet weather maker for us, but it's having trouble getting up here. With that said, there's a batch of rain over southeast Missouri and southern Illinois. It's moving from east to west. It's kind of making that circulation around the little low. And there could be a couple of showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, St. Louis south, as we go through the next several hours. It's been raining pretty good, Farmington, over to Chester, Perryville, places like that, Fredericktown. But it's having a real trouble trying to bubble our way. However, there are a couple of little showers, even a rumble of thunder in portions of St. Louis County right now. So kind of keep that in mind for any evening plans. I think you'll be fine. Same kind of story tomorrow. Partly sunny skies, temperatures about 83 degrees, but there will be a couple of showers, a couple of thunder showers around. Nothing strong, nothing severe, nothing lasting all day. It's quiet Wednesday night. It's basically quiet Thursday. Friday, clouds dominate, a couple of showers, but no all-day rain, and 81 degrees. Full moon, the second full moon of May, is coming up on Sunday morning. It actually happens at 3:45 in the morning because it's the second full moon in a given month. It's known as the blue moon. Once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Now I get it.
That's the first time I've ever connected that in my entire life.
Man.
I'm 54 and a half years old and I never connected that. Because I honestly, Rach mentioned earlier today that the blue moon was coming up. I'm like, wait, there's a blue moon?
I saw that on Dave Murray's Facebook.
Oh, is that
Dave?
Okay, okay, okay.
Sorry, I get all my weather information.
Yeah, I don't know that I had ever heard that referred to other than in the whole once in a blue moon thing, and now I get it.
Yeah, that's what it's said. And Rachel, you need to go to Dave Murray's weather because I just posted a picture of Snowflake.
I saw that.
She is adorable in the picture.
She's too
cute. She's basically asleep, but still, her head is still up.
She's so cute. Those were some good. Okay, so everyone needs to go like Dave Murray's weather on Facebook if they don't already, because you get, you know, the daily weather, which is great, but truly the best part are the rain and snowflake pictures. And we always get like a good crop of pictures whenever it's a long range forecast.
Right. The seasonal forecast, there's always four or five dog pictures.
And snowflake.
I'm looking at it now.
There you go. There's the snowflake.
That's pretty great. I know that look.
Oh, yeah. So do I.
I know that look. I got two oldies now. And they just, except my little guy, the robot, R2-D2, he looks at you. If he's doing that right there, it's his tongue's out. Because he always gets the blep. Literally, he's asleep. That tongue is out. And then he wakes up and he looks at you confused with the tongue out. It's the best.
I think dogs are supposedly sleep like 14 to 16 hours a day.
So at least.
It's not unusual.
No.
I take him for the walk, and it's like, okay, see you later.
Our dog's routine, because one is now 15, and the other one is, it's Lucy's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Lucy.
Hey, happy birthday, Lucy.
I think she's 14. She's either 13 or 14, but they're like, their routine is, all right, we just slept all night. We're going to get up, eat breakfast, go outside, and then we're going back to sleep.
What a life, right?
That's the best. I would trade. Yeah. It's pretty good.
As long as I had a good owner.
right. No, good point. Good point.
Yeah, it all kind of hinges on that, doesn't it?
No, it's true. And you don't have any say in it, so got to trust the gods when it comes to that. All right, Rach, want to do some headlines?
Yeah. Okay. So in honor of yesterday being Memorial Day, I saw this poll that shows that there is a clear age gap when it comes to patriotism in the United States. A survey conducted by Morning Consult back in April found that younger Americans, namely Gen Z and millennials, were significantly less likely to describe themselves as patriotic than older generations. So 69% of respondents overall said they were either somewhat or very patriotic. But among Americans aged 18 to 34, 56% said they were somewhat or very patriotic. It rises to 61% among those 35 to 44 and 67% among those 45 to 64.
That tracks.
Let's remember one thing here. Being patriotic has nothing to do with political policy.
No, that's the problem. Yes, you're right.
You know what? If you think that,
you're right.
You're really wrong.
I was going to say, Dave, I think you could not be more right. You're 100% right. But I do think that's the message if you're a younger person that's been kind of pushed on you, because everybody wants to claim we're the patriotic side. No, we're the patriotic side. And I think it turns people off.
But don't listen to it.
No, don't.
Phase it out.
Right.
Love your country.
You can enjoy it, and you can respect people that serve it and do all that, and you do not have to be picking a political side.
No.
Well, speaking of polls, here's a more lighthearted one. 40% of people admit that they have gone on a date just for free food. That's according to a survey of over 1,500 American adults. And 27.5% haven't done it, but they would consider going on a date only for the free food.
Sure. You never know. Right? You never know if you're going to get a little spark while you're getting your free food.
No, but they're only going for the... They don't care about the spark. The spark is...
Yeah, there's not going to be a spark.
Last thing on their mind.
So if... I'm such a terrible person to even talk about these things because I haven't gone on a date with anybody but my wife since we were 19 years old. So it's literally like I have no experience in this world of that. But if you're the person asking the other person out, would you rather that they just said no, thank you? Or would you rather that they said yes? Now, you don't know it either way. They said yes, but they're only coming to get the food.
I think most people would prefer they just said no.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now I'm spending
waste
like
my
80
time.
Bucks on
don't
you.
Waste your time.
But if you don't know, it's a waste, is it?
One of you knows it's a waste.
Well, no, I get it. Yeah. And believe me, I'm not advocating for it. I'm just trying to sort this out because I've not played this game, like, ever. I've never had to.
Wheels is going out on dates with girls just to
just
free
to get
Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever.
That's what I'm hearing.
Soaring beef costs are messing with barbecue in Texas. The price of brisket is just real high. It's up 28% in a year. So that's kind of crazy. That's causing a lot of barbecue restaurants to cut back on brisket, push their customers more towards chicken and pork. And then some restaurants are just plain shutting down because they can't keep up with the rising price.
I don't even want to admit how much I paid for hamburgers for this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Admit it. Just tell us.
It was almost $20 for 4 hamburgers.
What?
Now they're big. They were the big ones, like the half pound ones.
Okay.
So 2 pounds.
That's still
was almost 20.
That's
a little
wild.
Was about $20.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this sentence, but James Comey's seashells photo trial is set for October. Comey and his team are planning to file motions to dismiss the case. It's based on the argument that it is a product of vindictive and selective prosecution, among other arguments. But yeah, the seashells photo trial just makes me feel silly to say that out loud.
They should all have to say she sells seashells by the seashore. Mm-hmm.
Well, Wheels, speaking of paying $20 for ground beef, a major grocery chain says it has no choice but to lower their prices. The prices, quote, has to come down. And that's Kroger. Kroger CEO Greg Foran confirmed to Bloomberg the chain plans to cut prices on thousands of products. It doesn't sound like it's going to be an overnight thing. They're going to test the lower prices in markets in the coming months with savings found through improved technology, streamlining operations, and supplier sourcing. I hope that doesn't mean a bunch of job cuts for Kroger, but that's kind of what it seems like we're leaning in that direction. But yeah, they just say that we're not going to be able to keep our business open with these high prices.
So you had to go through all of this to realize that if prices got too high, people would stop buying stuff?
Mm.
You didn't?
Haven't we been through that before?
You run a grocery chain and you didn't think that might come down the pike? Like, you could have just kept them down from the beginning. And I understand you're a business, you're trying to make money, but I'm sure the reaction will be, we're going to take down the prices of these things and we're going to raise them on something else. That would be my guess.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, grocery prices have increased as much as 30% since 2020, and those daily staples could be up as much as 50%.
Oh, it's
in the
crazy.
Past 6 years.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It is nuts.
One more story for you guys. Here's one more thing to worry about. A woman was killed by a patio umbrella while dining at a restaurant in South Carolina. So there
that
was
seems unlikely.
She's dining outside. Strong winds start to happen at a lakeside South Carolina restaurant over the weekend. And a sudden strong wind blew an umbrella from a table and struck the woman in the head and neck area.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
First responders found her unresponsive with lacerations to her head and neck, and she was pronounced dead.
Oof. Man, the storms, obviously, Dave, I'm sure you tracked it. They were brutal this week, flooding all over the South and the Northeast.
Yep. Still in place.
Yeah. I mean,
they've gone from like severe drought to flooding.
Man, it is. I mean, was it Alabama? They were like thigh high floods at a gas station. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. Yep. It's brutal. All right, Dave. Thanks so much. We appreciate you.
You got it.
Talk tomorrow. Keep on rocking me, baby. TGS on a Tuesday. Dave back later in the week. The rest of the crew here just hanging out. Matt Pauly is going to join us after the top of the hour. We'll talk some sports with Matt. Did you guys catch the enhanced games that were going on over the weekend in Las Vegas? Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh, this is the
It's
one
the steroid Olympics.
Yeah, you're allowed to use
You're allowed
PEDs.
To use anything. You're allowed to use steroids, human growth hormone, testosterone, EPO, basically all the stuff that's banned in other sports. You're allowed to do that in this competition. And zero world records were broken.
Hmm. Yeah, didn't like 4 clean athletes win anyway?
Yes, there was a sprinter who ran clean because he wants to maintain his eligibility to continue to compete in international competition. He obviously, you know, won. I think he got the bonus. I think they were like they were paying out $250,000 for the people that won their events. And it was like $1 million if you broke a world record. Mm. But they didn't have to pay anybody that. And it's just, to me, this is just a strange and almost, it's not offensive, but it's just almost an offensive idea that somehow people that are just not elite are going to be able to compete at such a high level because they take stuff. And one of the guy that, well, I think it was the sprinter who won running clean. He's like, yeah, all these guys that are just doing this stuff, they should probably just train better because I don't use any of it and I'm fast, you know, like, and the problem is what you're getting is B-level athletes juicing up because the A-level athletes pretty much don't need to. Now, in some sports, they have been. I mean, we know what's gone on in cycling, for example, over the years. There have been drug scandals in the Olympics and all that. So I'm not trying to argue that everybody you've ever seen is clean. But I'm also arguing that you're not going to turn into Superman or Superwoman if you're just taking Stanozolol or HGH right. or whatever. Like, you still have to be an elite athlete to be at the world record level.
And how many elite athletes are going to, like, want to openly do this type of,
well, none,
you know,
because
they're going to ruin their reputation.
That's the problem is with part of the, not the problem. I think it's a big, it is the problem with this type of event. The elite athletes are going to have no part of it because they want to compete in the Olympics. They want to compete in professional sports. It's not worth it to them to be like, oh, $1 million? Yeah, I mean, they get $1 million for a small endorsement for being a clean Olympian. Like, you're just not going to be any incentive. What you're going to have in these quote-unquote enhanced games are basically the B, C, and D teams cheating. It's not cheating because they're following the rules, but, like, exceeding what they'd be capable of otherwise. Now, to you guys, you're not as into it as I am. Does that stuff even matter to you, or is it just entertaining to me because it's just entertaining to see people run fast, jump high, hit home runs, things like that?
It matters to me.
It matters to me, too. I don't think... I think it's good that it's not allowed in professional sports because wouldn't that just drive everyone to do it?
Well, the problem with it... I mean, like, look, a lot of these things are okay when they're supervised, they're done with medical, you know, medical expertise, you're cycling on, cycling... Like, these things are... They can be managed correctly. The problem is if everybody's doing it, then everybody's doing it, including young athletes, and they're not all going to be managing it properly. In fact, it won't be legal for a lot of them. So, yeah, you don't want to set that precedent. Mm-hmm.